Yeti here with episode 6 of the Homies Around the World podcast. I'm here at the Oslo International Airport getting ready for my flight to Copenhagen to go visit some old friends. And just want to say a goodbye to Norway. It's been a great adventure, a great first stop on this journey around the world. Yesterday was pretty much just an all driving day. It was pretty rainy and overcast, so there wasn't a whole lot to do. But the day before was a great day. I was driving around Jotunheim, picked up this hitchhiking couple, Jakob and Mirka, and they ended up being great companions for an hour or two. And I made them do a podcast. They were kind of like cocked their heads when I pulled out the recorder and wasn't sure what I was up to, but they were all good sports, and we had a good time kind of seeing some of the sites, stopping, taking pictures and stuff. After I dropped them off in Scholten, I found this great hike up to the top of, I'm not sure, I'm blanking on the name, I've got a picture of it, but it was basically hike up to the top of this mountain farm, and it was pretty much a butt kicker of a hike. It was just all straight up, but once you get up there, it was super beautiful. There's a great view of the mouth of the fjord. I don't know the name of the fjord, but it's the biggest fjord in Norway, and then the town of Scholten. And yeah, it was just a really great day. So here's my interview with Jakob and Mirka. Nothing, by the way, nothing earth-shattering, just a nice conversation. All right, another episode of Homies Around the World. Got a couple friends in the car now.
Hi.
Jakob and...
Mirka.
And where are you guys from?
Slovakia.
What part of Slovakia are you from?
It's like northern part next to Czech or Polish border. It's called Žilina, like fort.
Is it a small town or a big city?
Wow. In Slovakia, it's a big city, but it has 100,000 inhabitants. So if you compare it to American cities, it's quite small.
Oh, cool. So what do you guys do? Sorry, I'm kind of interviewing them, and they're like, what? I just picked them up. They were hitchhiking, camping outside, and... picked them up and I said, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? And they're like, what is a podcast? So now I'm just kind of interviewing them. So tell me what you guys do.
Start.
Okay, well, I study IT in Czech Republic, in Prague. I'm starting my master's degree now, so I have 2 years left.
Oh, so do you both live in Prague?
No, I travel to Prague. For the weekend, I go home. It's like... 5 hour ride in train.
Oh, that's a long ride.
Well, I can do my homework there and finish everything I need to for school.
So you just see each other on the weekends, kind of long distance?
Yeah, well, we have whole summer.
Oh, cool. And how about you, Mirka?
It's like I was studying biology, so I was supposed to be a biology researcher or let's say something like this, but then I realized I like working with people, so now I work, like in winter I'm working as a ski instructor, and in summer I'm doing tour guide, so I'm guiding the people through, well, let's say I'm working for travel agencies, so I go with people for their
trips. Oh, cool. Is there skiing in Slovakia? Is it a ski resort in Slovakia?
Yeah, there are many skiing facilities.
We have higher mountains than here in Norway, so...
Oh, wow, cool.
You can ski there. Or also Austria and Austrian Alps are quite close to Slovakia, only a few hours in car. So you can also go there for a week and ski there.
So I've been to Slovakia, like I said, but only Bratislava, and you said Bratislava is not that interesting, or it's not the best place to go.
Not really.
So if I was planning a trip to Slovakia, what would you recommend that I do?
I would definitely recommend you to go and see some natural wonders. Yeah. With beautiful mountains, and like the highest mountains that are called Tatras.
Tatras.
Yeah,
High Tatras. Tatras. It's a very beautiful national park with sharp, edgy mountains, very high mountains. And then I would go to another national park. It's called Slovenský raj. Like
Slovenský
raj?
Slovenský raj?
Slovenský raj.
Okay.
The translation is Slovak paradise.
And it's very. There are some very interesting hikes there. I would definitely recommend.
Those are like small canyons with ladders, and but you don't need any climbing gear or anything. You just like there are walking paths, but like adventurous walking paths.
So you don't have to be an expert to enjoy it.
It's normal hiking, but kind of adventurous hiking.
And sometimes it's like canyoning.
There are some waterfalls, and you just like go up next to the waterfalls.
Cool. I wish I would have known this before I went to Slovakia, but
but we have also beautiful historical towns.
Historical
towns, like for example, Levoča, Banská Štiavnica, Košice.
Wait. say that second one slower. I want to. How do you say it?
Banská Štiavnica.
Banská
Štiavnica.
Banská Štiavnica.
Yeah, it's a mining city.
Okay.
There were a lot of mines in Slovakia, so in the
past,
name of the cities, it's often the word Banská.
Wow.
It means like the miners.
By the way, we're driving. Do you know what this area is called?
Jotunheimen.
Well, Jotunheimen is the whole park, but do you know
this
part?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, we're kind of on the north side of Jotunheim Park, and we're driving around these windy roads, and it's just absolutely beautiful. It's even more beautiful than where I was yesterday. Just you can see these snow-capped mountains, just tons of lakes and rivers and stuff. So it's I want to stop every 5 minutes and take pictures, but
you can. No problem.
Yeah. So where are we headed today? Where am I taking you?
I'm not sure where you are taking us, but we are heading to Flom. It's a small town which is just next to the fjord, and our friend is from Slovakia, is working there all summer, so we were kind of going to visit her.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going as far as Skolja, so maybe that can be our destination.
Yeah. Actually, the Norwegians, they read it Skjolden.
Skjolden?
I also didn't know till yesterday. I was like, where are you going to? And we were like, oh, we are going to Skjolden.
Skjolden,
No, it's Skjolden.
Skjolden. Yeah, do you guys speak any Norwegian?
No.
I just speak like several words, but like really small words that even...
That's a crazy thing here is that every Norwegian speaks English, like almost fluent English.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because you can talk to anybody anywhere. They can talk to you so fluently without problems.
So in this country, you don't need to speak any Norwegian. I spent here like several months before. I was studying here and like...
Oh, you studied in Norway?
But just for 4 months for Erasmus, there are some kind of exchange programs.
So people in America don't really know what Erasmus is. I've heard of it before, but can you explain what Erasmus is?
It's kind of an exchange program that is supported by the European Union, and the exchange of students between different universities within European Union. Mm-hmm. So, like, I went from Slovakia to study for one term here in Norway. And the Norwegian students have the opportunity also to go to another European country. And you get, of course, some stipendium, some money.
Yes, some money for living there.
Oh, so if you study in another country, they pay for part of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They pay
helped
part
a lot.
Of the expenses.
It helped a lot for me here in Norway. It would be pretty expensive without this money that I get from this exchange program. So.
And can you go to more than one country, or just choose one and that's it?
You can go anywhere you want. Every few months you can change the country.
Oh, really?
It
depends because what do you study? Because the university and the study plan should be compatible with your original study plan. So your home university has to approve all the things you learned that, okay, mm-hmm. you learned this thing or that thing in the school in other country, so you don't have to do it again in our school. But that depends on the universities and how they communicate and everything.
Just tell me if you want me to stop. I like these sheep on the side of the road.
I would just like to stop everywhere.
Do you want me to stop? Else. We can stop. This is so beautiful. Here, I'll just pull over real quick.
Okay.
We can take another picture. So we're going to get out, take a quick picture. I'm going to pause it. Sorry, is that embarrassing?
No, it's
quite okay.
Elks, trolls, we don't know, but I'm gonna stop recording so we can just enjoy our beautiful scenery and our little